Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Okay, here we go. Three, two, action. How do you look so fresh? This one's straight off the plate. She doesn't, I don't even know what city she's in. How she knows what city she's in is beyond me. What's up, everybody? It's the Calm Down podcast, and Aaron is on a worldwide tour. The Backstreet Boys aren't the only ones back on tour.
Think about how these people do it. I'm eating bacon and talking at the same time, you know? Think about how these people do it. Like these artists or like people that tour for a living. This is crazy. I mean, granted, whatever. Like, so my week started on Tuesday last week of week five of the NFL, because that's how I base everything off of. And I went to, oh my God, I have so many stories. I gotta write these down. So
write them down.
It was supposed to be Seattle. It's where I started. I, on a Tuesday, flew in, did a sit down with Russell Wilson. Then we had week five. We had LA at Seattle. Holy crap. T's and P's, as Pat McAfee would say to his finger. We'll discuss that. Then we went to Dallas for another great matchup. T's and P's for the Giants roster for Giants Cowboys. Then my flight.
What is the T's and P's? What does that mean from him? I don't know what that means.
Thoughts and prayers.
Oh my God. That's what he says.
So hilarious. And now my crew, I need to stop eating and talking at the same time. Now my crew does it all the time. Anyways, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Then I had travel difficulties from Dallas getting back to LA. So I just stayed in Dallas and then I flew to Tampa. Yesterday I was in Tampa. I did a sit down with Devin White. Today I'm in Philly for tomorrow's Bucks Eagles game. How are you?
I mean, I'm just trying to keep up with you. I have stayed put. I haven't went anywhere. But I, as we've been talking along your travels, I used to be on the road all the time, like doing like a hockey game on Monday and Tuesday. Then I would do stuff in San Francisco on Wednesday for Yahoo Sports. Then go do college on Saturday and NFL on Sunday. I'm going to tell you this right now, as I sit in the comfort of my own home, and I know you don't want to hear that. I don't miss that. At all. So I know you love your job and you fucking crush it. And that's why you're out in the street. But there was a point, and I don't know if you do this or how you keep track, and we're not complaining. We get it. We love our jobs.
Fine. Yeah, we do.
There was a point where I put my stuff in a storage unit because I was never home. And
so I
lived in a hotel. I mean, I did. I was like, why am I paying rent? Because this is before I bought a house. So I'm like, why am I paying rent when I'm on the road so much? But I used to have to take a picture of my hotel room number from the outside because I would forget where I was. So do you ever have a little bit of disorientation being like, what city am I in?
Yesterday in Tampa, we were walking in from after doing our feature to go upstairs quickly so we could go get dinner before a 6 a.m. flight the next day. And I just looked at Jillian, our friend, and I said, I don't know what floor I'm on because I'd been in four hotels already. So yeah, I mean, whatever, T's and P's about the whole thing. But it was a crazy, crazy football week. I can't believe we're already at week six for Thursday night football with Bucks Eagles. That, as a Seahawks fan and a Seattle native, is it a native? Are you native? Yeah, Seattle native.
I'm native.
Your thoughts on the finger? God, well, by the way, our crew couldn't be any worse luck for finger. Matthew Stafford's knuckle, Russell Wilson's ligament on his finger, and now Tom Brady's thumb. If you got a digit, we got a problem, you know?
Dial down the middle. Unless you're Russell Wilson, then you can't, which I feel terrible for him. For a guy that started, he was the longest tenured quarterback in the NFL who hadn't missed a start. I believe it was 154, whatever, consecutive starts. And this was a guy that no matter what had fallen apart around them, whether it was the defense or, you know, receivers or whatever, you could always count on him. As a competitor, I know how frustrating this is for him because it's also, this sounds bad. I get it. As someone who's broken a finger, I don't know, stay a while. We'll talk about that later. It's just a finger. So you're like, I can go out there. I can play. But when it's a finger on your throwing hand and you're a quarterback, we've got issues.
Yeah.
It sucks. Look, I was, you know, already before the season started, I knew there was some like holes in that offense and on the defense. So, and in a stacked division like the NFC West, I didn't feel great about our chances coming out on top. But now this is sort of just, and look, I hope that Geno Smith, you know, can come in there and be a formidable backup. The season ain't over till it's over.
He did well when he came in.
Tyler Lockett slipped on that one route. It shouldn't have been an interception. But anyways, I'm bummed for Russell and I'm bummed for them. But like you mentioned, your post-game interview with Matthew Stafford, his finger was messed up. And then I saw Brady. So what's the update with that? I know it's fluid, whatever. We don't need an injury report right now.
Well, let me give you one, because that's really, I'll give you one on myself. I feel like a sore throat is coming. I know it's not COVID because I've been tested 15 times on this trip already. T's and P's to the Q-tip. But, you know, Brady's thumb, he says it was good. Tossed the ball around a bit yesterday, which was Tuesday. Yep, Tuesday. And as Troy Aikman, his name is Troy Aikman, not Troy Polamalu. As Troy Aikman said on our conference call with Brady yesterday, he said, well, you've played with a lot worse than that thumb. And he has. As we know, he's played with a torn up knee. So our guy's going to be fine. Looking forward to that. I'm even more so looking forward to coming home this weekend on Friday, laying down with my dog, not leaving. He's going to be so annoyed, all the love and the kisses. And then I'm coming to see you on Saturday, whether I'm invited or not. And then laying on my bed all day Sunday, not love getting out of my PJs, watching you guys. I can't wait.
I love it. As I'm already like tearing up. I had a really shitty week and Aaron like keeps checking on me. Whatever. We'll get to that at another point in time. But yes, come home. I miss you. I love you.
Yeah.
Now calm down.
Calm down. Have some coffee.
Am I crying? Who's crying? Anyways, wait, I didn't know how you looked fresh off a 6 a.m. flight.
I don't. That's the problem. Wait, I have really great past stuff to tell you about. So last night I was in Tampa and at our hotel, I was kind of, several things. I check in, blah, blah, blah. It's opening night for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Also ESPN's NHL broadcast with the Tampa Bay Lightning. I used to work at ESPN, as you did too. The last time ESPN had hockey, 2004, I was on that network doing hockey. Anyways, kind of cool. The Lightning had just won the cup, blah, 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 all the things. Yep. I later find out, I start seeing guys walking around as I checked in the morning in dark suits. And I was like, the Penguins are here. I know the Penguins are here. So I texted my husband and I texted Jeffrey Carter, who is a former teammate of my husband, and his wife is one of my good girlfriends, Meg. And I just said, is Jeff here? Are the Penguins here? And Jeff ended up texting me and I was just like, okay, cute. I know that those boys are here. But then I was thinking, I wonder if ESPN's here. So long story short, we go do the interview with Devin White. We come back to the hotel.
We'll get
and
to that.
We go to, we then go to dinner. This story is getting stupid and stupider, but that's fine. We come back.
We have all the time.
Of ESPN's hockey coverage is there, which was kind of a trip down memory lane for me. Mark Gross, one of my former bosses who used to do college football, was there. I tackled him right away. Mark Messier, who I sat down with and just gave him a big hug. God, he doesn't age. Ray Ferraro was calling the game with Sean McDonough. Chris Chelios, who, my God.
Oh, looks, my God. Talk about not aging.
Holy he's shit. Hot. I told Jarrett, he has lost a ton of weight. He is so skinny. He is so tan. I mean, he's Italian. We're in the hot suits. He looks great.
Yeah. I remember I had a big crush on the hockey circuit. I had a crush on him.
Yeah. But it was just so cool. Barry Melrose was there. Sean McDonough, Steve Levy.
God.
Like we were
How
just,
was the hair? How was the hair?
Barry, Melrose. Oh yeah. Well, Levy too these days, but yeah, well, Barry just slicked back, but it was just cool because I was telling them, you know, they were asking me all these questions about what it's like at Fox. Cause obviously you and I both were at ESPN, but those were when I, and everybody, you don't have to be a sports broadcaster to be able to relate to this, but when I was working at ESPN, I was 22 years old. I was a baby. And as I was saying to one of them last night, they were laughing, telling old stories about me. I cut my teeth at ESPN doing the hockey coverage. And I'll be honest, that's kind of when I learned to like drink and travel and like,
You told me.
Now I'm at the point where I know to say no, like, you know, like just, you don't have to be a raging alcoholic every night you go out with the boys, Aaron, you know? So I found myself loving every minute of it, but I was also apologizing to all of them being like, I'm sorry I was so drunk. I'm sorry I was so annoying. I was 22 years old. Like, you know what I mean? But it was so much fun to see them all. I also, there was a chance we were going to do our podcast yesterday, but my timing sucked with just players calling me and all that. And I was dialed in just in case we were going to do it, but I was prepared to speak like this because we're in hotel rooms. And I'm like, what if one of the Pittsburgh Penguins is next to me? And I'm like, hey, welcome to the Calm Down podcast. Like they'd be texting my husband, like your wife's a tool.
Well, they wouldn't have said that. And we know longtime listener, friend of the show, Sydney, who's not there.
Sydney, I know.
Because of his wrist, as you informed me.
Yeah.
Who's not keeping up with an injury report on the NHL, which again, he says he's fine and hopes to be back soon.
Good.
Anyway.
T's and P's to that wrist. Come on, Sid.
Angel
they didn't need
face.
Him the other night. They beat the living dog crap out of the Lightning. Come on.
But you, I remember a few episodes ago when you were talking about how, you know, even like putting yourself in a position to go to ESPN. Are you writing something down?
She's writing
something down. To even be at ESPN where you knew that they were at the bar. And so you went there.
I thought it was like that last night.
Yeah.
I totally thought about that last night. I was like, honestly, I mean, guys, I'm not saying if you want a job, go to the bar, but that's where everybody goes after a broadcast, you know? And I just walked over and I was like, hey, and everybody, so crazy. 20 years later, is all doing the same shit, eating bad pizza and drinking and up way too late before a 6 a.m. flight.
There was an old adage, like whenever, by the way, and all you have to do is do a quick Google search of my images from Big Ten Network. I could have played on the offensive line at Wisconsin. No, because you eat and you drink and you don't, you're out of your routine, especially like when you're younger. Like now, you know, whatever.
We're good about going to the gym and we're on the road.
You go to the gym, even if you're hungover, like get your ass up, go to the gym because this metabolism ain't working the same. But you do, and that was
Chris Chelios is.
Oh my God. But yeah, so that must have been, I'm so jealous of that because I can't imagine if I like ran into my old crew from, you know, Big Ten Network. We, for Versus, when, because it was for my hockey tour, we always changed crews. But if I could see Doc Emrick right now, that little cutie used to carry around a briefcase, no joke, leather briefcase. And as we've, you know, both of you and I have admitted, I didn't know shit about hockey when I got the assignment. And they were like, you're going to cover hockey, Leon Schweier, RIP. And I was like, I don't know anything about hockey. So I would sit with Doc. Doc had manila folders, like old school folders like this, Aaron. And all of the plays, like handwritten out and lineups and everything. And he would teach me everything I needed to know. And he was so adorable. But I would have just loved to run into that. That was like, that's like a high school reunion, but for adults.
It was cool.
I
did start Fox crew and then I just went over to the ES just because I hadn't obviously seen them in so long. It was so good. Hey, you mentioned Sidney Crosby being a fan and a friend of the show. Cool moment after the it was maybe before, it was either before or after the Rams-Seahawks game. I got a chance to catch up with Andrew Whitworth. What a dream. Veteran, just a great guy. He's going to be on either Fox's pregame desk or you know, I'm giving him a job now. But he's such a good dude and breaks it down and so relatable and has a fabulous Southern twang. My husband's golfed with him. Shocker. But literally said to me, hey, big fan of the podcast. I was like, Andrew Whitworth, you stop it.
No, yes, okay. I'll say this, and we appreciate everyone who does listen or even just knows about it. Brittany, oh my God, Brittany, who does our makeup, who is our friend. She's so cute. On Sunday, she had the Calm Down podcast sweatshirt on. She was going around with the crew and telling everyone to order a sweatshirt. She was like our like biggest advocate, but that's really cute. The reason you bring up Sydney is because he said like, oh, how's the podcast going? And I'm just always like, how do you know about the podcast? It's so cute.
He said that to me. I saw him in the off season as well. And he made a comment about the podcast. And I just looked up at my husband and Jared was like, oh God. And then I was thinking, how do we figure out how to get Sid on? I know he doesn't do much press, but come on, Sid, you can break it down with us. I can talk to you about the first day on this trip. What do I call you and tell you? I got a bladder infection. What a time. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
For more, we'll bring in Sydney after the break. That's offsides or a penalty kill if I've ever seen one.
Power play with the antibiotics, you know? What else is happening?
What? So much is happening. Is this, hold on, because we're still
I know another
people.
Thing to talk about. I'm writing it down.
Wait, hold on. I, going back to that, remember you sent me, that poor girl who was in the hospital due to a wedgie. We're going to put this on the IG to explain this further.
Can we?
She was.
Go ahead.
I'm going to pull it up. Hold on. Yeah. You fill it. Fill in
I
the just, air time.
I want to have a conversation with all the women out there. Men, sorry if this is excluding you and you can't fill in. We talk enough about football. So the Andrew Whitworths out there, you will not be able to relate to this, but you are married, so you can. The bodysuit. The bodysuit is killing me. I'm not. Yeah. Okay. So I called you last week. Oh, of course. You know, this is what happens when you live on the road. They're delivering my boxes. If you want to hold a second.
Ding dong. Okay, what I'll do is while she's running and doing that, I'm going to tell you guys. Erin sends me this New York Post article. Woman nearly dies after 8-hour wedgie from high-waisted shorts. Can't make this up. Turns out this girl, and then it has her like doing her little Insta stories or TikTok things, whatever. She goes, wearing tight shorts on one of my first dates with my boyfriend and having a wedgie for 8 hours. Cut to, she's in the hospital. I can relate. They did not have to do surgery. Thank the good Lord. But I did endure trauma of my mother taking selfies of me the whole time while I was asleep in the hospital bed. I'm filling everyone in on the wedgie story.
Yeah.
So this gal, okay, so this spawns a whole conversation about Erin wearing bodysuits. Then I had my own situation on Sunday. Go.
So this is what I want to talk about with the bodysuit. I agree. They're very in. You can wear a bodysuit that looks like a t-shirt. Now, my issue with a bodysuit is this. Mm-hmm. I have a very long torso.
This broad is like 5'10".
Are mm-hmm. not comfortable for me at all. Nope. And everyone's wearing bodysuits and every outfit of mine has a bodysuit. Like I was with you when I wore a bodysuit to go to dinner that night before you went to the hospital. Like, you got to pull it up really high. So you're literally making yourself uncomfortable, basically asking for a bladder infection. I mean, when and where, if someone out there wants to get in touch with a long torso person that could wear a bodysuit, I don't find them comfortable. They look beautiful, but you know what? They're a hazard. They're dangerous.
They are dangerous. And I experienced the same thing on Sunday on set. And I was going to text you, but you were in the middle of your worldwide tour. I asked Blanca, sweet Blanca, for some scissors.
To cut your bodysuit?
Cut the bodysuit. It was too much happening here. Oof. I couldn't end up back in the hospital. And after the story you sent me, I didn't need more trauma. Fox 911. So I cut the bodysuit, but then now it doesn't lay right. Now we're bunching up.
We're coming up.
Too much. Oh, I need to remind. Okay, go.
The person that invented the bodysuit is much like the person that invented a high heel. Looks great. Feels like shit. Could cause issues. Sarah Jessica Parker's feet are ruined now. Well, guess what? My body may be ruined from these bodysuits.
My feet are definitely ruined, but it has nothing to do with high heels. I'm okay with the heel thing. Put me up, but not that kind of up. You know what I mean?
I like it. I like it.
Wait, I was going to ask you, or I was going to tell you something. Total left turn. Great. Have you ever covered NASCAR? I have.
50 Cent, remember?
How could we forget? Still trying to make out with you. That guy, I'm obsessed with him. Ever know that war that he got in with Floyd Mayweather when they went back and forth? If you guys don't know about this, please look it up. These two
are you not supposed to drink out of the glasses at the hotel? Go on.
No, you're not supposed to do that. But I think that given, and of course, don't say where you are, but I believe you can drink out of those glasses.
Yeah, probably good.
Can we talk about, and I just thought about it because I'm looking at Jim Gray's book right here, Talking to Goats. If you've never read it, because with all your free time, make sure you read
Snoop
the book.
Snoop Dogg, did you see it?
Snoop and Tom.
I knew that
Unbelievable.
Story.
Unbelievable. Look, we're not trying to, you know, filter anyone to other podcasts, of course. No, we're kidding. Listen to them all. But this was amazing. Tom's story about the
him telling this. So I can add to that story. Tell the story and I can add to more of it. Okay. I know more.
So Jim Gray, Snoop Dogg, and Tom Brady are all on a podcast. Whose podcast was it?
I think it's TB's. It's called Let's Go.
It's called Let's Go. Okay, it's actually Tom's. All right. But it's moderated by Jim or whatever the case is. Okay. Dream. Telling the story that he has his son with him after a game or whatever it was. Super Bowl. Casual. So Super Bowl.
It's when they won.
Okay, no, you tell the story. Well, anyways, there's a stripper pole and go.
So I forgot what city they were in. I don't think it was Houston. I forgot, you know, one of the seven. It was when he was with New England. I know that because my friends were there with him, with their kids. So they go to the Super Bowl. They win it. You know, that's what you do when you're Tom Brady. Snoop Dogg is performing. Sunday. Yeah. For the party. post-game party celebration. And all of a sudden, a stripper pole is out there and Snoop has these dancers and these players have their families and the kid. And Tom was talking about his oldest, Jack, being there. And Tom's like, oh my God. And he's like, Dad, I'm fine. But you got to go watch it. Tom has it up on his IG. The way he explains it is just awesome. And I
and
love...
stripper fully clothed. I love it. He's like, and they were clothed, but it was still like, oh my God, my son is going to go home and tell his mother that he's watching strippers on a pole.
It was so good. So my girlfriend and her family were with the Bradys that night with their three kids as well. And then the next day, being the good mother, whenever they were turned back into to Long Island with their children, she was dropping the children off. And she was like, now... we can tell people we were at the Super Bowl, but let's make sure we don't tell people about Snoop Dogg and the strippers, okay? Like, we'll tell everybody about, you know, Tom winning, but let's keep it quiet about the stripper bowl. Ashley. So
dream.
Good.
Dream. It's so funny. You doing a stripper pole like this is also fantastic. Okay, so there's that. Oh, my God. So I love it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk to you about because that was great. Devin White. Now, Angel. For anyone that doesn't know our obsession with Devin White, we'll just fill you in real quick. Linebacker for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is a baby, baby, baby. I got a chance to sit down with him before the NFC Championship last year. Last question I asked him, they're going up against the Packers. And I was like, I say Aaron Rodgers, you say what? And he goes, not Tom Brady. I like lost it. I was like, this kid's swag is on a whole nother level. So he went to LSU, loves horses, owns horses, the whole thing. And just when he won the Super Bowl, said he was going to parade his horse around Raymond James Stadium. And he did it. You got to sit down with him yesterday. You looked so freaking cute in your little cowboy boots and your jean dress.
Yeah, bring your jean dress. It was great.
He was texting me pictures. I was crying laughing. Aww. This was a nice farm.
It was great. He was so sweet. What was cool about the night was, because he showed up late because it's a short week for those guys, but on the short week with Thursday Night Football, they have no time, right? They don't want to be there. They want to get home, get their recovery. I get it. So I heard Joel say, it's only going to take 20 minutes. Just give me 20 minutes. Chrissy, he ended up staying for like an hour and a half. It was so awesome. It was so great. Because we were talking more just about his life and horses and what it's like for him to like come home after practice and why he finds, you know, like relaxation and kind of like a relief with it all. He sat and talked to me. We barely spoke about football. And then afterwards, he was introducing me to the horses. He was talking to me about why a certain one was better than the other. And I looked down and I go, Devin, you don't have to stay here like at all. He goes, I'm going home to chill. He goes, this is my fun time. I'm cool. Like, and I was like, you're an angel. I love him so much.
That's also a testament to you though. I mean, the interview subject could leave at any time. And if they're enjoying the interview, they'll stay, but that's so cute. We have talked about this interview for so long. Like, look, have you read The Secret? Just put it out into the universe because it happened and you showed up at the stables and everything. Oh my God. Cutie, cutie. I can't wait to see it. So that airs to Thursday Night Football. Yeah.
Yeah. I was telling Devin, about, you know, our obsession with him. And I said, Devin, because he was walking around the stable just showing me things. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing that Chris and I are so obsessed with you. I said, your walk when you walked out 12 on the field for the Super Bowl. And I started imitating it and doing it for him. Because 12 looks, Tom looks just so like he was walking a runway, not saying, he's just, man's done it before. You know, he's ready. Mm-hmm. He was like, Roy Kent. I mean, Tom is like that with his stare. It was so good. But Devin, I was doing, and I'm going to stand up right now. If you're watching on YouTube, he kind of like had his arms out. And he's like, I was like, Devin, I was screaming for you.
That's a good way to, it's like a little sway side to side. Yeah. It's almost like he's riding the horse.
I said, I just was dying that like, here you all are, you're only a sophomore. You're walking out with TV for the Super Bowl. Like you've been there before. And he goes, I was just so pissed. I was just so pissed that Kansas City had beaten us before. I was so pissed. Here's a good snippet that won't make the air. He was showing me like, you know, the horse's stall was like, there was some poop in there, all that. And he goes, you see all that? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I shovel that myself. And I was like, okay. And he goes, it's kind of like, you know, reminds me like where, you know, I've been, like I do my hard work, like whether it's on the field or like at home. And I was thinking, side note, I was like, Larry Bird laid his own driveway and ruined his back that way. I was like, I was going to tell him, but I was like, man, maybe lay off the Larry Bird story. So he
with
goes,
your knees, bend with your knees and shovel.
He goes, I take a lot of pride in that. And I go, let me ask you a question. What do you take more pride in, shoveling this horse shit or sacking Aaron Rodgers? He's like, man, I didn't get to sack Aaron Rodgers. He's like, Shaq Barrett got all those sacks in that NFC game. I was like, I love this day.
Well, the reason why Aaron and I have such an affinity for Devin White is because this guy plays like he is in peewee football.
Like
he
his plays hair's on fire.
This enthusiasm that is palpable and he just lights up a room. And like, if I'm drafting a team, if I'm starting a team, I want this guy because he will go to battle for you. It doesn't matter if this is like week 7 and you're going up against the Dolphins. He doesn't care. He plays as if it's the Super Bowl and with such enthusiasm. Remember their celebration, which we laughed at so many times when they were in the end zone, just like doing somersaults and shit. I can't take it.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited for that.
Thanks. So I guess we have some questions here, huh?
Oh, yeah, about that. Okay, stand by. We did ask you guys to send in questions, which thank you. And Aaron, look who's keeping us on track. Good work.
Right, no.
I forgot about that. I was getting lost in my own enthusiasm for Devin White.
Oh, okay. Love him. 45. I told him I wanted a jersey. He goes, game worn, no problem. I was like, Devin, knock it off.
Game worn, no problem.
He goes, I got my Tom Brady Tampa jersey. I'm just waiting for my New England one. I was like, you want a New England one? He goes, yeah, that's where it all started.
Oh my God, Devin.
He's the best. The best.
All right. You guys are the best for writing in questions.
You are.
So thank you. Oh, okay. Here, I'll ask you this.
Okay.
First, it says, thoughts on SNL skit for Fox NFL. This is from Craig. I am in Gerardo. I don't know if that's all your last name or if there's just extra letters. So my apologies. But Craig, I got that part, wants to know. So we woke up. Was it Jackie or somebody on our text chain was like, or you hadn't seen it yet. And you're like, oh, no, this is going to be bad. What's happening? It was fine.
It was fine.
And by the way, the minute you're in SNL skit, like that's cool.
Yeah, it was dope. And they tagged my name, which was pretty cool too. I was worried because I started getting texts from people on the East Coast saying, oh my God, you're on SNL. And I was like, oh no, is it bad? Is it bad? Did they like, because they could have really, really made fun of us, but they didn't, which is Steve Harpy. And you're free. I'm going to get into that question in a minute. But yes, the SNL thing was so cool. I would have tucked in the shirt a little bit, but I thought her ponytail was on point. Her holding her ear was funny. I don't really do that, but whatever. There were so many things they could have made fun of me.
If people don't know what that's all about, the holding the ear thing, you wear an IFB. I don't know what it stands for, whatever. Doesn't matter. So your producer can talk to you, whether in studio or on the field. I'm assuming you, because you're a professional, have two, So I never did those mold things. It was always so uncomfortable for me. And so I just wore generic ones. But anyway, so for Aaron, like being in stadiums where it's so loud, you have two IFBs. So sometimes when people do that like mock thing, it's because you're pushing in the earpiece to listen to your producer because you can't hear. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why she didn't tuck in the shirt. Wasn't a bodysuit. You know what I mean?
Thank God. RIP. Can I answer this one? Steve?
Answer whatever you want.
Steve's Harpy or Steve Sharpie. Can Erin tell us how many orcas she's seen in a lake? Okay. You know what? Social media, fuck off. Okay. I'm not saying Steve fuck off, but I'm saying social media fuck off. T's and P's is social media. So this is from last Thursday night, week 5, I did the Russell Wilson feature off of Lake Washington. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
And it was shot beautifully. Our features producer, Joel Santos, did an incredible job. I literally was on a dock with Russell Wilson. There was water. He was talking about how he will drive his boat over sometimes to practice. Mm-hmm. It was right off of the Seahawks facility. Anyways, people were just blowing up our phones about how gorgeous it was, you know, how a quarterback on the day before a game would actually come out to the water, sit with you, all of that stuff. So they come back from the piece and they come to me on the field. And I was like, that was just so beautiful. I was like, you know, shout out to our features production team that put that together. I said, the only thing that would make that better is if an orca had jumped up. I get we're on a lake, but you know what I mean. I was just thinking of an orca, like, coming up. We're in Seattle. Like, I know we're on a lake, but by the way, the freaking Pacific is down the way. You know, like, I get it.
I was watching
my social media fucking blew up.
Didn't even hit my radar.
Oh my God. And like, the best part was, I didn't even make that part up. Joel had said it, because I sat there with Russell and I said, all I want to see is just like a spout, like, from a whale. And Russell's like, well, you're not going to see that out here. And I was like, I know, but I'm just saying, like, I would die for the, you know, like, Free Willy kind of situation. Yeah. But like, my producer wrote that, you guys. And I, by the way, felt that way. So like, chill the fuck out.
That's also overanalyzing. And in the world of being a Seattle native, we understand the Puget Sound goes into the ocean and there's lakes right next to it. And if you've ever seen Free Willy, that motherfucker jumped over the big rock barrier. Well, maybe there is one in the lake. Okay. So you know what, Steve, whatever your name is, not
Harpy,
you're great. You're great. Whatever. You're fine.
Yeah, you're great. Everybody else sucks.
Steve, you're fantastic. Great question. Thank you for being here. Favorite. Let's see. Come up with a nickname for your obsessive. Who's going to come up with a nickname for your obsessive listeners? Oh, that's cute. I don't know. We got to think about that.
Oh,
that's cute.
Let's think about that. That is cute.
Dream guest on the pod. I have a lot, I guess.
Well, who's yours?
I don't know. Michael Jordan. No, I'm kidding. Oh, hey,
God.
I mean, any comedian.
We had Kevin. He was awesome.
Yeah, no. Yeah, of course.
Will Ferrell is great. Love him.
Ooh, he'd be good.
You know, if
Jason Sudeikis would be good.
Or Bateman.
Jason.
I would like a comedian that would talk sports with us. I know that's stupid, but I would. Matt Damon was, I know he's not a comedian, but I'm just saying, you know, like, because that's my comfort level to get in.
Yeah.
I wish... I would never bother him to do this. Like, I wish Tom would come on because, like, his stories, like, as you saw with the Super Bowl, like, to talk things like that is so much fun. Like, to talk the inside stuff would be really fun. Justin, as you know, Timberlake's the best. Like, I think he would be great to do impressions and, like, sing songs with. He's the best.
You and I love people that you can just say something and, like, they get it, right? Whether it's a movie line, whether it's, like, all these, like, innuendos. So I always call it, like, playing tennis with someone in a conversation that, like, gets banter and you can just, like, pick up where they left off. I feel like he's the king of doing something like that. I think this is a great question, and I'm going to give it to you since you are the authority on this. How do you get more confidence when doing sideline hits? That's from Hanley Riggs, which I think is a really cute question.
I just say reps, right? Reps with anything builds your confidence. But listen, there's just times that you've been doing this for 100 years. I will say this. Ready? Ready? I will say this. So
ready.
My producer, Richie Zients, who I love for our NFL games, was saying the other day, like, we're just talking about improving in your craft and everything. And he's like, well, we're all at the point, we're not getting any better. Like, we're where we are. And I was like, no. Like, there's still things I want to get better at. And he's like, no, I'm not saying that. But he's like, I'm not doing a good job with this, but he's like, you're not going to get you don't need to redo your career over. It's not like you're in a bad job.
You're not reinventing yourself. Yeah.
But there's always little things, right? And I will say we are so grateful. I know our entire team is, and I love having him with us. Tom Rinaldi America's Game of the Week. He is a dream. And I will say this about him, which is why I love America's Game of the Week so much, and why I love actually my relationships within sports broadcasting, because when I am like, Troy and I text every football game, like we do when we're home, because I'm always like, I miss him when I'm watching football because I want to hear his insight. I want to hear what he thinks about a play. So Rinaldi has come right in and he has been so fabulous with our group. And I just love it when my people that I work with are really, really tight and close and we live and breathe football. I love it. So, okay. We do Giants Dallas, which was an insane game in terms of injuries. Saquon goes down right away, which I felt my heart just broke for him because that poor guy, he just wants a friggin' minute to play. Mm-hmm. Daniel Jones, I ended up crying on the sidelines because I have a real PTSD with head injuries. My husband playing in the NHL, who doesn't, right? But when you see a guy get hit and he tries to walk and he stumbles, I'm like, right away, I'm like, I'm crying. So
you and me both.
Ugh. But what Tom Rinaldi did after that sequence of injuries really taught me something else. So usually what I would do, quarterback goes down, and I've been in those situations. Romo's broken his collarbone in front of me. Aaron Rodgers has broken his collarbone in front of me. You know, bad shit has happened. Russell Wilson with a finger. What I usually do is stay with the quarterback, right? Richie has always said to me, the game has changed. This is your story. This is your story.
Yep.
Mahomes' knee came out in my game. I always run and stay with that quarterback. You know what Rinaldi did, which was so freaking awesome? His next hit was how Mike Glennon, the play was communicated to him, what Jason Garrett was communicating, how they reacted, and then he went out on the field for the next play. That was fucking awesome.
That was awesome. Couple things I'm hearing from you, which is complete humility, where some people are like, would not recognize that somebody else doing their same job did something even better than they would have done. Right. So that just speaks to who you are. The other side of that is that goes to show that you can't, his interpretation of whatever that needs to be, right? Like whatever that position is, like, I wouldn't have thought to do that.
No,
I wouldn't have thought like,
that was great.
Figure out what the backup is doing. So Mike Glenn's the backup quarterback for the Giants, but yeah, cause yeah, you don't think about that, but twofold. I mean, and that's fine. Your first instinct is to follow the person that is hurt, but that is interesting to look at it from a different vantage point because the game's going on and you got to figure, and the game's going on, especially for that Mike Glenn. So we love to also that little cutie because I was in the hospital a couple, whatever.
He was so worried about you.
He's texted like a couple times since and just made sure that I'm okay. And like, I didn't work with Tom when I was at ESPN. And so the fact that he is so gracious in the middle of everything he's doing to ask how I'm doing, like, I just adore him. We cannot say enough nice things about him. We love him. Happy birthday, Tom. Oh my God, cutie.
This didn't tell me. I felt terrible about it.
He didn't tell me either. I had to find out from our boss, Brad Zager. And then, so I wished him a happy birthday. And then he asked when mine was. And I said, it was you and I and Zager all have the same birthday. And he was like, unbelievable. And as I'm reading the text, I could just hear his voice, like the pure, like, you know, shock that we would all share a birthday. So
we're definitely going to get a feature done on us about having our birthdays on the same day.
He is adorable. Okay, so I don't know where we're at. Is this in terms of time? But
I don't either. What's a moment in your life you... Oh, wait, what was this? What's a favorite memory of a sporting event you got to share with your husbands?
Let you take that one.
My husband winning the Stanley Cup. That was probably the best. I mean, that's easy to say Japanese. Yeah, it was pretty darn fabulous. So was the amount of Blue Moons that I drank and pretzels. If you could choose a cocktail, let's end on this. This is a perfect one to end with. If you could choose a cocktail to describe yourself, which one would it be and why? For me, that's like certain days or times of the month, you know? Where are you
list? Well, I'm not drinking these right now. I'm actually just doing beer and wine. Well, when I say beer and wine, it's like you can mix in a rosé or champagne, but I'm staying off the hard stuff. But when I am on the hard stuff, I love me a spicy margarita. And I'm going to tell you why that might encompass who I am, because it's refreshing. It has a little bite to it and you don't need many, right? Like if I have a glass of wine, I'm going to have like four glasses of wine because, you know, they go down so easily. You don't need a light. You can't do what?
Like four glasses of wine. One, I'm good. Two, I'm like starting to cry. Three, I'm fighting with my husband. And four, like, forget about it. Head in the toilet, you know? It's like a barometer.
Yeah. So I would want, if somebody was to say, like, you're a spicy margarita, I'd be like, thank you. That's such a compliment. No salt, please. We don't need the bloat.
Oh, yeah. See, I love this. A tequila soda on the rocks.
I know. God, I wish I could drink those.
With lime and mint. My my girlfriend / manager, Constance Schwartz Marini, she taught me the old mint because I like it, because I feel like it makes it a little bit tropical and fabulous. Like I'm at a spa, but not really, or maybe poolside.
I can
somewhere.
Appreciate that. Great. As a former bartender.
Not fattening.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I wish I could drink that, because there's a lot more calories in this margarita. But as a former bartender, when someone would come up and order a mojito and I'd have to muddle that mint, I'm like, mother. I am busy. Okay.
Yeah.
I need you to come up with some simple, like the beer or the wine or the Jack and Coke, so I can just fly those things over the bar and make more money. If I'm over there muddling, now I'm getting carpal tunnel. Now my wrist is hurting.
Right.
And now I'm out like Sidney Crosby. Expect to be back soon.
T's and P's, Sid.
T's and P's. Oh my God. I'm going to start using that. What a great line.
You got to text McAfee. I texted him after our Giants game and I said, hey, I'm just letting you know, like, T's and P's, this is the best ever. Actually, he would be a dream guest for us. I would love Pat McAfee.
Wait, actually, I'm supposed to go on his radio show tomorrow Wednesday.
Oh my God. Tell him he's our dream guest. We love him so much.
No. So this is what I'm thinking. Forget me going on Wednesday. We should go on together.
I just went on his show. Do it by yourself and then we should go on together and then tell him to come on ours.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
So I wrote him the other day and I said, hey, just letting you know, T's and P's has become a huge saying on our crew. I described Russell Wilson's finger, Matt Stafford's knuckle. This is the best. He writes me, boss, great to hear from you. Obviously great to hear that. T's and P's will get you through any conversation. Nice icebreaker, condolences, and a distraction. It's beautiful. You know what? He's beautiful. We need him on the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. He writes back that. I hate people that, like, you write them something and you're like all excited and they just hit the like thumbs up thing.
Emoji. Or the heart. Or fist bump.
I'm like, yeah. We've gotten real lazy with the emojis, by the way.
Yeah.
We just tap on them now. We don't even have to scroll through to find the recently used emoji with the smiley face or the thumbs up. We're just tapping these days.
I love tapping. His show. We need to get a sponsored segment on it. That's all I want. With him.
Okay, we'll make that happen. I think we're all out of time.
CTs.
Oh my God, I can't take it. Erin, I love you. You have been
love
on
you.
That grind. You guys, thank you for writing in these great questions.
Yeah, keep them coming.
And drop a pin so I know where you are because I need to keep track of you at all times. Where's
Why
Waldo?
Just call me right now. It.
I will.
Okay.
I love you guys. Thank you guys for the questions, seriously. And we're going to keep whatever questions we didn't answer, we'll keep and roll over to do the next time.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I hate my voice, but I just did that. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.